Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. Now, please have your zip code to locate your account.
Yes, hello, ma'am. My name is France, and this call may be monitored or recorded. I'm actually from Wells Fargo. I'm calling with our cardholder on the other line. We just want to ask some information about a certain charge on her credit card from globalcorefitness.com. We just want to find out what the charge is for. Hopefully, you can assist us.
Okay, no problem. Can I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Sure. That's 27018.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And the first and last name, please.
Sure. The account is under Miss Carla. And then the last name, let me spell that one for you. It's Bravo Lima Alpha Nancy Kilo Edward Nancy Sam Hotel Alpha, or should I say after hotel, that's India, then Peter. So that's Blankenship.
Blankenship?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Give me one moment while I locate that account, please.
Sure. No problem, ma'am. Good time. And I'm sure, ma'am, your name is?
Kaylin.
Thank you so much.
All right. And for security purpose of the account, can you verify the address, please?
Sure. The address, it's 2748 McCaskin Gap Road, East Bend, North Carolina, ma'am.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for a Bite Hub. So it looks like they enrolled in a sweet state where they pay $1 to $5 and they say like items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, a Dyson vacuum. And they also
what was purchased? I'm sorry.
They enrolled in a sweet state. They selected Dyson vacuum. They paid $1 to $5 and they selected a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, okay. So this is for a Dyson vacuum. Am I correct? The
correct.
$59.89.
Right.
Okay. So the cardholder purchased Dyson vacuum for $59.89. Is that correct, ma'am?
Right. They paid $1 to $5 and selected a Dyson vacuum, and also rolling a meal planning app.
Okay. Ma'am, is it okay if I actually put the card holder on the line? Maybe she actually forget about what she purchased. Would that be okay?
Correct.
Thanks so much. Thank you for patiently waiting, Ms. Blankenship, and I really do apologize for the long haul, ma'am. Ma'am, I do have a specialist from globalcorefitness.com on the line now. And she will discuss to you, ma'am, what the $59.89 charge is for. I'll be staying on the line with you, ma'am, okay?
All right.
Okay. So I was able to look at the account for Bite Hub.
Do what?
Bite Hub.
Mm-mm. I don't even know. It was supposed to be in on there when I was looking. I was just being like, it was through Home Depot, but it was like, you know, going to do some kind of survey thing, and it was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, a cordless one. Well, then it was supposed to be like $5 or something for, I don't know if that couldn't have been the shipping on it, but it was $5. Okay, I thought, I'll do that, you know, because it said like, you know, you won something, which I shouldn't know that was not right either. But then I didn't pay attention. I had just got an email from my bank telling me, did I authorize this purchase of 59 something? I'm like, 59 something? What was 59? So anyway, as soon as I sent in the email, I looked and I hit the number and I called and it went to my bank. And I contacted, I did not authorize no purchase of no 59, whatever the change was on it. Did not. And then they tell me it's some kind of fitness thing or something. Like, I have stuff at home if I'd want to use it for fitness or do fitness, but I'm lazy. I don't do it. So why would I?
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and get this account closed and look further into it. Would you allow me one moment, please?
I can hardly hear you, ma'am.
I'll go ahead and get the account closed and look further into it. Would you allow me one moment, please? So I did close out the account. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. So I did close out, and as a courtesy, I did refund 35% refund, and you receive it 3 to 5 business days.
Why would it only be 35% of the refund?
I mean, it's
going to be the whole 59 something.
When you signed up, that was a part of what you agreed with.
Did what now?
When you signed up, it was a part of what you agreed with.
I never agreed on any of that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am. I'm sorry. This $59.89 is actually for what service, ma'am, or what subscription?
This meal balance app is an app that gives different information about meals.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm sorry. New Balance app, is that right? Because I can barely hear you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Okay,
correct.
New Balance application. Okay. So right now, ma'am, you successfully canceled the subscription, so Ms. Blankenship will no longer receive future charges from the service, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there like a cancellation confirmation number, ma'am?
Let's allow me one moment.
Sure. Thank you so much. Ms. Blankenship, please stay on the line with me, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, but I don't understand of just getting back 35% of it, though.
We'll discuss that one later, ma'am. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right, so I'll go ahead and make it a 50% refund, which will be half back.
Right.
That'd be half your money back.
Okay.
Is there a cancellation number, ma'am?
I'm sorry.
The cancellation number. I think you were getting it though, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll go ahead and get it fully refunded. Now, it is a $5 processing fee. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so ma'am, thank you so much for your time. Right now, we will definitely notate the account that the services or the subscription or membership was already canceled today. Thank you so much for your help, ma'am.
All right, she received 5489, 35 business days. Anything else I can help you with?
None, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help. And ma'am, is it possible for you to disconnect the call in your end, please?
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a good one.